Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Hello, everyone. First off, I'd like to, thank God for, getting me here and whatnot. I'd like to thank the McCaskey family for giving me this opportunity. Mr. Pace, Coach Nagy, Coach Vic, everyone else in the organization. I'm extremely happy to be a part of this Bears franchise. Rich history, and I'm very excited, and I can't wait to get to work with my new teammates, and it should be a great one. Looking for a heck of a ride. Opening up for questions. It's crazy. Now that I sit and really think about it, it's reality though. But I'm extremely happy, and I can't thank God enough, and everyone that helped put me in this position that I'm in.
Roquan, for Bears fans that didn't watch a lot of Georgia football the last couple of years, what kind of player are they getting?
I feel like the Bears, the organization, and the fans and whatnot are getting a relentless player, tremendous leader on and off the field, high character guy, do things the right way, and extremely rangy. I feel like on the field, my sideline to sideline, and my striking ability.
What do you think you improved in the national title game in terms of your personal performance? In the title game, what do you think you proved to NFL people? With your personal performance there,
first year? Well, we came up a little short of the victory, so that kind of stinked a little bit. But I pretty much did in the title game what I did all year. I showed up. Big games, I tend to show up just like I show up in any other game, and it was just more attention on that game. So I felt like I still did my same job, and I made plays and tried to put my defense in the best possible situations for us to succeed.
Some of your best games came in bowl games or the SEC championship. Do you relish the spotlight and the pressure of those big games?
Well, I definitely love that, but I feel like it's at the same time, it's just more so, it's more attention on those games. So I felt like I've had many great games throughout the years, starting at Notre Dame up in South Bend, Mississippi State. So I think it's just more so more attention on those games.
Yeah. Okay, what do you offer this locker room? What kind of character do you have as a teammate?
High character guy, a guy my teammates can depend on through adverse times, regardless of the situation. I always be a helping hand and would never ask my teammates to do something I'm not willing to do.
Roquan, how much would you say playing in the SEC against the Alabamas, Mississippi States, LSUs, helped you get to this level?
Going up against Georgia every day in practice helped me out a lot as well, but playing against those teams like that, it was great. The best conference in college football, so you're playing against NFL talent week in and week out, and those guys prepare you for the next level for sure.
Have you spoken to Leonard Floyd since you've been drafted, and if so, what did he tell you about the Bears?
I just spoke with him. We chopped it up for a few. He was just like, he's excited, excited to have me up. We're going to do something special here, and he decided to start back getting to work again with me.
How often have you, in your life, been in Chicago and your first impressions of the city, if this is your first impression?
So I came once on a visit, and so this is my second time, but I've heard a lot of great things. I have a lot of students who I went to school with, a lot of my peers and whatnot, that end up like moving to Chicago, and they tell me what a great place it is. So I'm excited to be here, and I'm very grateful.
Roquan, what can you tell us about how you first started playing
football? What was, what age were you? How did you first get drawn into the sport?
So I was around the age of 6 years old. Pretty much my Pop Warner coach came to my mother's house, kind of knocked on the door, asked her, does she mind if I come out, play a little ball? And she was like, well, I have to talk with him, a little six-year-old, and if he wants to try it out, I'll let him try it out. And pretty much after that, I was there every practice ever since.
What position were you playing at the beginning there, and how did you end up getting to linebacker?
Believe it or not, I actually played quarterback and linebacker, so I've been playing linebacker for a while. Then I made like a little switch in like middle school, but then went back to linebacker in high school.
What about it did you like?
Just being a leader of the team. You're right in the middle, so it's hard to avoid you and whatnot, and everything has to pretty much come through you.
If you were a basketball player, mode?
You played basketball, your freshman year in high school?
I played basketball my 9th through 11th grade year.
Okay, 9th through 11th. Were you more focused on that when you were younger?
Well, I like the basketball a lot. It was definitely something I grew up on. I thought everyone thinks they're better at something else and which they're really not. Like, I knew as I look back on it, I was obviously better in football, but my mind, I had it made up like, oh, I'm a basketball player, but it is what it is.
What kind of basketball player were you, and did your football coach kind of have to encourage you to put more attention on football?
Oh, definitely. So when my high school coach first got to my high school, my freshman year, he was like, I'm telling him, like, yeah, I think I'm a basketball player. You know, I play football, but I think I'm a basketball player. So it was pretty sweet when he got there, and he kind of just said, son, you're a football player, you know, and he was like, football is going to be your bread and butter. And so pretty much ever since then, I rock with it, play basketball a little bit more, but I knew at the end of the day, football was going to be it. Yeah, like power forward, small forward. It was like small school ball, so it was like you'd be playing all out of position.
Real quick, when you visited with NFL teams in the pre-draft process, was there anything about the way you fit in the Bear, you envision yourself fitting in the Bears defense that was particularly encouraging, or was that any different than any other team that you visited with when they laid it all out for you?
Well, I know they have known for defense here in Chicago, and Coach Vic, awesome defensive coordinator. So I'm just excited to play in his system. So regardless of how he wants to use me, I'm just excited, and I'm willing to do anything.
Roquan, going kind of back to the history of your career, who do you think were the biggest influences in your football career?
I would say the biggest influence in my career was probably my high school coach. I had my Pop Warner coach as well. He started me out, so that was definitely huge. And I feel like all my coaches had a tremendous impact on me and my life, and instilled different values in me that I, you know, carry with me to today. So it's pretty special, and I can't really thank those guys enough.
All the analysis on you seems to be that everybody keeps saying plug and play, that you're a guy that is going to be a starter from day one in the NFL. Do you expect that, and is there a certain pressure to that when you hear that?
Well, there's no pressure to that. I know my skill set, but I just want to come here and be the best possible teammate I can be, whether it's special teams, defense, however the coaches feel that I can best serve the team. I'm just here for that.
When we talked to you yesterday, we mentioned all sorts of linebackers, Willis, Bowman, Urlacher, Briggs. Which linebackers did you look up to when you were a kid and tried to mimic as you were growing up?
Well, I was a huge Patrick Willis fan growing up. But there was a lot of guys who I look into their game, and it's like, man, wow, I can take something from there, you know, from the lanes, Britt, Urlacher, many of those guys, Navarro, who's still around. So there's many other guys across the league right now who I feel the same way about.
What'd you like about Willis?
Just the way the guy played the game. He was very relentless. He was very physical. And I felt like he did things the right way on and off the field.
Were you a Falcons fan growing up?
I liked the Falcons growing up.
Roquan, on the right, what drew you to economics at Georgia?
My good friend Reggie actually graduated last year, so he played this year as a graduate senior and whatnot. So just talking with him, I didn't want to be the normal guy, you know, and I felt like I needed a challenge because I could have easily done something else, but I felt I needed a challenge. So I felt like econ, took a few classes like micro, macro, and I'm like, it's not too bad. You know, I felt like it would challenge me, but I thought it would definitely be deserving at the end of the day. In case football did not work out, I felt like it would best prepare me. And then Terry School of Business there at Georgia's like no other.
Roquan, as a Georgia program made its rise these last few years, what did you personally learn about the climb and being part of that rise?
It's pretty special. You know, Coach Smart instilled a lot of great things in us. You know, we value practice on another level. We feel like, you know, you could compete your best at practice, and you do things the right way on and off the field. And the way he prepared us, and the defense, the offense, and everyone, the support staff, it definitely can get you to the top.
Is there a signature moment or a signature game that you're particularly fond of?
Can you say that again for me, please?
A moment or a signature game for you that you're particularly proud of?
Well, I'm proud of a lot of it. I really just enjoyed the entire season with my guys, but winning the SEC championship, which Georgia haven't done in many years, and just bringing that back to Athens, the town desperately needed that. So that was pretty awesome, and I'm excited to be a part of that team.
Roquan, you said you were looking for a challenge in the classroom. Do you approach the football the same way, always looking to challenge yourself, and what drives that?
I feel like every day is a challenge. So I feel like you have to prove yourself over and over in this business that we're in each and every day. But I feel like just what my family instilled in me from a young individual, you know, if you do something, do it the right way and take advantage of everything. You know, don't let any opportunity, you know, get out of your hand, and just make the most of it, because many people would die to be in my situation. So why not take advantage?
Roquan, you told us last night your character and intangibles were instilled in you at an early age. Was there anyone in particular who did that for you, or does it come from within, or was there a big influence on you early on?
I would say it's my family just overall, and then a lot from within as well. But I feel like I was a close-knit family, so I felt like a lot of my family members.
Last night, Ryan kind of highlighted your abilities as a pass rusher, as a blitzer. When you get those opportunities, how much do you relish them? And, I mean, how did you get your timing down and things like that?
I feel like that studying your opponent, just knowing their snap counts, is very different in the league. League give you a lot more dummy signals and whatnot. But on the college level, just knowing your opponent, watching the center, when his hips may go down, when his head may come up, just simple little things like that. Quarterback may do something with his hands. So it's the little things like that, I feel like. But it was pretty awesome, blitzing a good bit. So I like blitz here and there.
Roquan, what exactly happened when you backed out of the commitment to UCLA, when the coaching change occurred, and how important was that to your sort of maturation of going to college at that point, making those kind of decisions?
That was huge, you know, but so that was a coaching change at UCLA, obviously, as you know, and it was just pretty much like Coach notified me a couple hours prior to signing day that he was potentially taking a job in Atlanta, and I'm like, okay, so I'm looking into it like that, and I was really torn between the two. So when I committed, it was like I was like going into the bag, and I really didn't know what I was going to go. I had Georgia gloves and UCLA gloves, so UCLA gloves was the first ones I grabbed, so I did that, and like I told my coach right after, though, I'm gonna wait till the feeling feel within, and if it is, then we'll go with it. But then, as I really thought about it, I just, you know, I grew up a huge Georgia fan, and you know, life after football in the state of Georgia, and I felt like the connections and things I would make at the university and Terry School would, like, you know, best suit me for life after football.
Roquan, your instincts are pretty clear when you watch the film. What kind of preparation goes into the ability to play sideline to sideline like that?
I would say film preparation, just doing things the right way, getting huge groups with my teammates, seeing what they pick up on, things, little things they catch that I may not catch. So learning things from different people, and as well as just devoting a lot of time to it.
You're going to play Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Todd Gurley this year. Is there one guy that maybe you've admired growing up that you're really looking forward to going out on the field against this year?
Well, I'm looking forward to going up against pretty much everyone on the schedule. It's the NFL, so it's going to be great opponents week in and week out. So I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be here.
You said you found out about the UCLA assistant, what, a couple hours before the press conference? Or before you had the press conference to pick your school?
Oh, yeah, I found out like a couple hours prior.
What was that process between that moment and when you actually had it? Because, what, it was on ESPN and everything. Were you tempted to just kind of walk away and do something else? And just tell me how you got to the point where you said, okay, let's sit down and do this.
Oh, yeah, you definitely. I thought, I'm like, man. But it was like close to 1,000 people inside the gymnasium. So it's like ESPN's there. It's like, man, you can't just walk out of the gym and say, hey, I'm calling signing day off for today. That would have been pretty hilarious. But so I knew I had to do something, but I knew at the end of the day that I didn't have to sign those papers. So I'm like, okay, like, I'll do something, but this may not be final. And it was just as I thought about it, prayed about it a lot, and I felt like Georgia was the best fit for me. And after I've been at Georgia for like my 3 years, it's like I couldn't envision myself being anywhere else.
Mitch Trubisky said that his first game was against you guys. Do you remember the game?
I do remember the game, so that was my sophomore year, true sophomore year, so which was 2 years ago, and yeah, it was pretty special. We played up in the Georgia Dome, so that was pretty nice.
Mitch,